Hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus. We thank the Lord for the strength He gives us on a daily basis, and especially taking care of us through the week from last Sunday until now. Let's give Him a hand. Let's give a hand to the Lord and appreciate Him. Amen. Glory to God. You're looking good, better than yesterday. And tomorrow, you will shine. Meta, meta. And let me say, Pastor Ambrose, everyone is looking really nice. And by faith, I can see the ones who are following online. And you're also sparkling and meta, meta, really looking good. Our God is faithful, isn't He? And He's the one who polishes us. Pastor Ambrose, you said the other time, from nothing, He polishes us, makes us look glorious. And from where I'm standing, you're all looking glorious. I'm looking here, and I'm just saying, wow, you guys are looking great. And of course, everyone who has come, you are looking good. Now, remember, we have the World Cup. This book has just been announced by my brother Caleb. It's about 100 shillings. It's actually 100 shillings. It's available today. There's a table outside. As you go, get yourself a copy. We are capturing the World Cup season, and we want to make a difference for the Lord. You can pass on to somebody else. You can sponsor a number of copies that can be passed around in our offices and also in our neighborhoods so that we can maximize on this World Cup season. It's written by Reverend Ambrose Nyangao. We also have the book in the bookshop, and I would like as many of us to get this booklet. Those who are getting married, once again, let me celebrate you just before I read the scripture. Let's appreciate. Let's give a hand to the Lord for those who are getting married. Amen. And I've emphasized this because one of our worship leaders, the Lord has come through for her. She's right there. Yes, right here. Would you wave? Her name is Macreen. We thank God for her. And her fiance, her boyfriend is here. He's a pastor, by the way. Pastor Timothy, where are you? Yeah, let's give a hand to the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Really appreciate you. We have a beautiful word, Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm reading from verse 1 to 14. It's a passage we have read severally from this pulpit and preached from the same text several times. And this is what the Lord put in my heart. Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm reading from verse 1 to 14. This is what the Bible says. The hand of the Lord was on me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, You alone know." Then He said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then He said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath from the four winds, and breathe into this slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then He said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I'll bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open up your graves and bring you up from them. Then finally, I'll put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this amazing passage. And Lord, I pray that you speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. We could have our seats. The title of the message is The Power of Prophetic Proclamation. The text is the one I just read. And for our reflection, I've divided it into three parts. One, the resurrection power, restoration power, and resourcing power. Let me just repeat that again. Resurrection power, restoration power, resourcing power. This is a very refreshing prophetic voice being released at a time that was very, very difficult. And I want to say that a prophetic voice is always very, very refreshing. A prophetic voice is not a voice from very special people. It's really all of us, and within us, we have that capacity and that ability to release a very refreshing message and a very refreshing word in the scenarios and situations where we are, whether at home, personal life, or within the city, or within the country. Each one of us is very capable of releasing a word, a proclamation, saying something, a prophetic proclamation. And I really bless the Lord because His Spirit now dwells in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you know that you're God's temple and that God's Spirit resides in you? And therefore, that means God is resident in the life of every believer. And for that reason, you are qualified to speak to situations, to speak to circumstances. You are adequate and you are qualified. And so I picked this passage, Ezekiel, in the Old Testament. And he has a very, very unique situation. And I know it's a situation that brought paralysis in his day. And even governments didn't know what to do. But it had to take a servant of God, just like you and me, in that particular situation to actually arise and begin to proclaim the word of God. And so prophecy is a proclamation of the word of God. We already have the word. It is here. And therefore, when you take a scripture and you take what the scripture is saying, and then you release that word in a situation, you are actually releasing a prophetic voice. And this month, we have been talking about royal message, and we are all royalty. The words we speak have authority, they have power, they carry mandate, and inside that word is a solution for our world today. So we see Ezekiel in this valley, and the valley was a very, very complicated place. Let me say this, that within the prophetic voice is a power to reverse devastation, including absolute devastation. That is where you look and you say, all I can see are ashes. In other words, it's like a fire happened in this place. Everything got burned. Everything is gone. And all that is left there is ashes. Let me hasten to say that our God is able to work with ashes, and out of ashes, He's able to make crowns of beauty. How many believe with me? Our God is able. Hallelujah. And so I see, I have believers. Our God is able to take a situation that looks impossible and do something really beautiful out of it. That's why the whole of this year, we are saying God is able to pick commoners and turn them into royalty. If you remember our scripture of the year, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you are not a people, now you have become God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. God is able to turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. And therefore, when you have a scenario that the one, like the one I've just read here, God has the solution. And I thank God for the power of prophetic proclamation. Jesus, in his manifesto, he stated very, very clearly that he had come to reverse all these devastations in our lives. And so even as we preach from this pulpit, we speak a word in season, we speak a word with authority, and we speak a word with power. And I believe as I share today, somebody is connecting with what I'm going to share, and that somebody is going to turn their situations into places of life, because that's what happens in this passage. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and verse 19, which is Jesus' manifesto. You will hear what the Bible has for us. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That is what Jesus came to do. And that is what we do from this pulpit. And that's what Ezekiel does from his pulpit. Each one of us has a platform, and each one of us has a pulpit where we actually operate from. So three things. Number one, resurrection power. The power of prophetic proclamation. This power is resurrection power. The power to raise from death to life. Ezekiel 37, I'll read the first six verses. Then the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. In other words, Ezekiel is taken, and there is a survey of the situation. And the description is that there were bones, and these bones were many. And number three, they were really scattered all over. There were bones, and there were very, very many. They were also dry, very, very dry bones. That is what Ezekiel sees. It must have been traumatizing. It's like being taken to a mortuary, but this is worse than a mortuary, because at least in a mortuary, you have bodies that are probably intact, and they are put in fridges, and there is a tag, and so it's easy to go browse, find the body you're looking for, and if you pull that drawer, you can see, probably even see the face, and know this is the body of actually so and so. But Ezekiel, the mortuary he's being taken through, or where he's actually surveying, is a very, very complex scenario. It's a very, very compounded scenario, because it is just bones, and they are very dry. They are all scattered, and these bones are very, very many. A very traumatizing situation. And if Ezekiel is like me, he probably would be traumatized many times over, because I'm among those who are not able to enter a mortuary. In fact, I can remember Pastor Ambrose in my pastoral ministry that spans from 1993. How many times I can remember every time I have had to, and whenever I've had to, is because either a family insisted and I was literally pushed into that mortuary. And even looking at a dead body for me is very difficult, despite the fact that I've conducted so many burials. It's very difficult. I can also remember the bodies I've been able to look at, including never saw my father's body, my mother's body, my late wife's body, my sister's body. I mean, it's traumatizing. For me, I tend to remain with that image as opposed to the image of the living person. So if Ezekiel was a pastor like me, you can imagine the trauma that he goes through when God takes him browsing, you know, over a whole valley where there are all bones that are scattered all over. And then in verse 3, then he asked Ezekiel a question. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, You alone know. Let me say something here. God will work it out. Hallelujah. Sometimes you look at that situation and you just don't know what to do or what to say. All we can say is God will work it out. Somehow, in a way I don't know, in a way Ezekiel doesn't know, God is going to work it out. And God knows what he's going to do. God works in valleys like this, and he knows what he's going to do. I don't know your situation. I don't know your circumstance. But I know one thing I know as a preacher is that God is going to work out something. May I say, in the month of November, we are going to see the hand of God. If you believe with me, give a hand clap to the Lord. In the month of November, we are going to see the hand of God. And so Ezekiel is okay, just like you and me, as a human being. And he can see it's a devastating situation. It's absolute devastation. And he's saying, you alone know. Now God begins to provide a solution. And he said to me, prophesy. And that's why I pick my title from, the power of prophetic proclamation. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. In verse 5, it goes on to say, this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Resurrection power. God even gives the program and the plan, a very articulated plan right there of how it's going to happen. I may not know how it's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen. My role is to prophesy. My role is to speak. Our role is to speak the scriptures. And then when you take the word of God over your child, over your family, over your marriage, over your business, over your neighborhood, over the city, over Kenya, our role is actually to take the scripture and begin to speak the scripture into that particular scenario. Last Sunday, I quoted a scripture, Isaiah 60 verse 3, that says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. And I asked that we speak this verse in first person last Sunday, and I want us to speak it again because of the power that is there in prophetic proclamations. You just take the word of God. The situation may not be looking the way you think, or it's really bad. And you take a scripture, begin to say it. Let me tell you, it releases a resurrection program. God begins to activate things, and things begin to happen, just like you can see in the scripture there. The bones may look very scattered. They might look very dry. It may look there are no finances to finance this resurrection program, but I say it is funded from above, and God is able to work with ashes, turn them into crowns of beauty. God is able to turn a grave into a place of life, a graveyard. You know, a situation you could describe as a graveyard. God is able to reverse that devastation and turn it into a place of life. This verse here is a powerful scripture. And I said last Sunday, when we proclaim it, we shall be sought after. People will come looking for you. Organizations will come looking for you. Instead of running around and looking for jobs here and there, businesses and stuff like that, they will come knocking your door, and the tables will reverse. I'm prophesying. Hallelujah. They'll come knocking your door. Letters will be written to you. You will open your phone and you find an SMS. We are looking for you. We are looking for that talent. We are looking for that gift. Hallelujah. 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 We are looking for that voice. If you are a singer, if you are an artist, if you are creative, we are looking for what you have to offer. This is a prophetic scripture here. In the valley of dry bones, all that Ezekiel has is a prophetic proclamation. And that word is coming from God. So sometimes we have prophets who prophesy their own things. But Ezekiel is not prophesying his own thing. He's a guy who is listening to God, and God is speaking. So we have this verse, and I would like us to speak it once again to ourselves and to our children and generations coming from us. And I can tell you, God will fulfill every word that he has spoken. Let us try it in the first person. Nations will come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my dawn. Once again, nations will come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my dawn. All Ezekiel was required to do is to make the prophetic proclamation, and the rest would be in the hands of God. That's why I say God will work it out. My role is simply to pick his word and speak it out, and he will work it out. Jesus at the grave of Lazarus. If you remember, Lazarus is dead. John 11, verse 38. He's been dead for about four days. And actually, there is an odor or a smell coming from the grave. But there is nothing impossible with our God. Now, listen to this. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you, for you have heard me. I knew that you have always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, then Jesus spoke with a loud voice, and he said, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, and you know, this is no longer Lazarus' destiny. The clothes must be removed. Take off the grave clothes and do what? And let him go. Right now, I'm sensing resurrection power. Right now, I can see the power of God moving all over in all those situations. And in that place, I can hear Jesus say, career, be resuscitated. Your dream, be resuscitated. The child who was going downhill begins to come back in the name of Jesus Christ. The direction that you needed, the Lord has removed the gates that have blocked you from hearing or seeing that direction. And something is coming, and it's becoming very clear, even as I am speaking. So, as Ezekiel began to speak, suddenly the power of God was released and started doing a work in the valley. In John 6, verse 63, the Bible says, Jesus said in those words, these words I speak to you. The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and they are full of life. Prophetic proclamation releases resurrection power, but also releases restoration power. Restoration power. In verse 7, I will read going on. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. This is restoration now. And the bones came looking for each other. They came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, my people, I'm going to open your graves. I like this bit. I'm going to open your graves and bring up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. That's what God is saying, opening the graves. And then in verse 13, then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Restoration. Broken lives, but God bringing pieces together. God can see you. God understands your situation. A broken life, a broken experience, but God is saying, I'm the master fixer. I can put things together, and it doesn't matter how broken it looks. In the valley of dry bones, the bones were dry, very dry. And these bones, carried by water, probably by wind, whatever forces that were there at that particular time, were scattered. I can see one bone in Mulolongo, the other bone is in Limuru, and the other one is in Ngong. The other bone is somewhere in Thika. But let me say, God knows where every bone is. Hallelujah. He understands how broken the situation is. In the valley, a valley of, not just of death, but brokenness. And it's all scattered all over. But the word of prophecy, like the preacher preaching here today, somehow by the quickening of the Holy Spirit, begins to knit together like a master knitter, putting the whole thing together. And he picks this femur, is it called the femur? The one for the leg? And even finds the kneecap, the one, your kneecap that went very far. And then the hand and the neck bone and even the skeleton, the one of the head. And he finds everything, where everything is. Let me tell you, our God is able to fix broken lives. He is able. And maybe you're here and feeling, mine is so broken, Pastor, you don't understand. I want to tell you, the valley there, it was a scattered situation. Everything was all over. You come from a family that's broken, a family that is scattered, and you've been wondering, does our family have hope? Can we ever come together? I am here to tell you, family, you can be gathered by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is answering your prayer right now. And even those ones who have gone very far because they were angry or they were bitter and they are pushed by forces like those ones and they have scattered very far and they have said, I will never, never show up. I know a mother who has been crying, waiting for the son to come back, who left angry and has been away for so long. And I want to say to that mother, your son is coming back. Your son, I'm prophesying, your son is coming back. Your daughter is coming back. This is the healing unction that is in the prophetic proclamation. We have a God who is able to fix things and God who is able to restore. You know, in Village Market, I found some scary things. The other day, I went there and they are preparing for Halloween. I parked a huko rooftop and trying to enter. Just if you go there from the rooftop trying to get in, the first thing that met me was a picture like an animation of a skeleton. It is happening right now. In fact, Village Market is becoming the gateway for the spirit of death because that really is inviting death into a nation. Is somebody managing that place? Hallelujah. It's a prophetic quickening I just got. And skeleton wearing blackish, orange, and the teeth are still raw. You can see how they are looking. You can imagine how scared. I don't like getting close to things like that. And so trying to find my way around Village Market, I have to walk very far and avoid, you know, coming very close to those things. But let me tell you, as I walked in there, I was praying in the name of Jesus and canceling the spirit of death. And saying, we cannot enter November glorifying the spirit of death. We cannot, as a nation, open a gateway for the spirit of death and dying to thrive in this nation. We cannot. I went praying and I said, this altar that I've been set here in honor of Halloween, whatever Halloween is, I may not understand what it is, but all I know, I entered there, I've seen skeletons. I've seen scary things and holding some forks. I don't understand what those forks are for, with three prongs, and they are holding them like this, as if they want to pierce people's hearts. I cancel that in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, something has happened in South Korea, and it's related to the Halloween. And some guys, I think on a street, were doing some celebration, and then there was a stampede, and they ran over each other. And you know what? By an hour ago, 151 had died out of that stampede. And there are so many other injured. What do you expect when you open the gates for the spirit of death to come into a nation? You can only harvest death. For whatsoever you sow, the same you shall reap. But our God is a God who is able to fix things. And is able to bring broken pieces together. Now bone finds bone. And finally, you have this skeletal structure. And then the flesh is coming on it. And that which was devastated and that which was destroyed suddenly is being fixed. I can see the hand of God fixing something. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me from this side? Yeah, I can see the hand of God fixing something. Let's believe God together. Psalm 126 is a passage that celebrates restoration. From verse 1, it says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears, the Bible says what? They shall reap with songs of joy. I'm beginning to hear songs of joy. I'm hearing songs of joy. I'm hearing songs of joy. I'm saying through November, songs of joy. Glory to God. And then the last verse, those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Your harvest season is here. I decree and declare, I make a prophetic proclamation, your harvest season is here. You shall walk in bounty. Because we have a living God. God knows the pain you have gone through. And he's coming to restore. He's coming to heal. And he's coming to put things together. David, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 18 and verse 19, experienced this restoration. It was so full. It was so complete. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old. Boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back. I am saying everything is coming back. Whatever you have lost, God is restoring. And he will restore double and triple. Remember Job? He went through a very difficult time. But in Job chapter 42, it is a chapter of restoration. The latter days of Job were better than the former. And if you read the detail of what God was able to do in Job's final days, his final years were blessed years. It was double of what he had before. This is the God we serve, the God we preach from this pulpit, and this is the message we proclaim. But finally, resourcing power. The power of prophetic proclamation. Resourcing power. This is provision impartation. So today we are having a life impartation, a healing impartation, and a provision impartation. God owns silver and gold over and cattle over 1,000 hills. In verse 13 and verse 14 of our text today, the Bible says, and I'll read this, then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I'll put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle that word. I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I've done it, declares the Lord. Let me say, the Lord will settle you on your own land. Amen. Is somebody receiving that? Amen. The Lord will settle you in your own land. Right now, there is a problem, challenge with resources. And with the world population being about 8 billion, maybe in 50 years to come, 16 billion. If you do human mathematics and human calculations, you might feel like there will not be enough for everybody. And sometimes greed is driven by that feeling that there is not enough. and you want to get as much as you can and store it for yourself for the rainy day. But let me say this, God has enough, and God has much more than enough, and God is ready and willing to settle everyone on your own land. That's what it's saying here. You won't squeeze, you won't fight, there won't be a challenge in the settling, and you'll have enough space. You could stretch your hand this way and the hand that way and do a full circle and not be interrupted. You could do your exercises right there, sit-ups and press-ups and stretch-ups, and you could roll this way and roll that way and the other way and the other way. You sit there and you say, this is my place. God is saying, I will settle you in your own land. Jehovah Jireh, he is a provider. I know there has been a global discussion in terms of population increase vis-a-vis available resources. And you know, no nations have positioned themselves and they have formed boards and committees that try to drive the global economy and sometimes drive it in their favor. And oftentimes Africa is left on the fringes when the G8, the G20, and all these people meet in Europe and the global north trying to really put itself in a vantage position, while the global south is left begging, is left just producing, sending material for value addition, and then coming back to just consume. I want to say that we have God, Jehovah Jireh, and God knows you by name. And God has a provision for every man and every woman. So don't worry. Let me tell you this. After the digital age, we are going to the space age. Pastor Ambrose, we are going to a very interesting place. Because there will be space tourism. And some of us will enter the capsules. Are you connecting? Are you connecting? You know, it's sounding almost like the Valley of Dry Bones, where Ezekiel is saying, things are going to happen here. And somebody is saying, ah, Pastor, No. The capsules, there are for some people out there. Let me say this. Space capsules. And you shall go into space. And let me tell you, the galaxies and the planets are created by our God. And there is so much he has put there for his people. It's just a matter of time. The price of gold will go down because gold will come from Mars. The continent called Mars. And it will come en masse. Yes, coming from Mars and coming en masse. 50 bob, you'll do the wedding ring. No problem. Just 50 bob. Diamond will come. There'll be shuttles to go and bring these resources down here. Plus many other resources we are fighting for and we struggle over. God is not limited. We are limited, but God is not. And right there in the valley, he's saying, I'm not just raising you, giving you life. I'm not only reconstructing you and restoring you. I'm going to place you in a space that is your space. And in that space, there's not going to be any competition. So a time is coming. Some of these things that we found difficult to reach, it's going to be very easy to reach them. And we shall have some of our young people at the center of this space program. I'm prophesying in Jesus' name. The children that are in Sunday school and the young people who are here, you are going to be part at the center of that space shuttle, space tourism, space mining, and space whatever. You're going to be at the center of it. Is somebody locating themselves there? Is somebody saying, it is me? The young people, and even the old ones like myself, it is never late. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some old people who have gone there already. And they have reached they've gone into space and actually come back. You're thinking about God who owns everything. And so when we speak a prophetic word from this pulpit here, and we say, my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, we know what we are saying. And the people who have picked this word from this pulpit, they have gone and they have prospered. We have seen some start from nothing, and we are praying they are not able to pay rent. It's been very difficult. All they know are padlocks upon padlocks. They have seen auctioneers come from this side, come from the other side. They've gone through that kind of humiliation over and over again. And we meet with them like Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. And we pray with them. And we begin to speak into their lives. And we say, you will have your own landing. And we begin to say, you will have your own house. You won't have to pay rent. Is somebody connecting? And then we tell them, not only that, it will be nicely fenced. And you will go out and come in and find pasture. You will be safe as you go out, and you'll be safe when you're coming in. We have prayed, I have prayed, Pastor Ambrose has prayed. Some of them are here, and we've prayed over the years, and we have seen the miracle happen. And God raises people from the ashes, literally from nothing, and God makes them something. We have prayed for people seeking promotion, and they go into the next week. And God has opened a door for a job. They call us in the middle of the week. And they say, Pasi, when you are praying, I almost didn't believe you. But surprises of surprises, I got a job. And it's a very nice job. The other Sunday, I had two people come over to me and say, Pasi, you know you prayed. Three jobs came. Another one said two jobs came. One of them is already in Europe right now. Hallelujah. I went, prayed with the family. It was very nice. Yeah, he's from Chonyi, Uko Coast, together with his wife. And God has opened such a big door, you will not believe it. We have a God who sits in boards. Before you enter that interview space, I want you to know one of the seats, if they don't give a seat to Jesus, he's actually sitting somewhere. You imagine that. Jesus is actually sitting there. And as you're entering there, Jesus is saying, this is my child. And this is the one getting the job. Are you listening to this now? This is the one getting the job. I know recently there have been jobs for, CAS, and also the other one for administration, chief administration, CAS and CS. And many, some of us, you know, have written, and please apply for these jobs, because the Lord's favor is upon us. And sometimes you see it's shortlisted. There are only so many that we go for the interviews and you start wondering. I am speaking prophetically. If you are here, you have applied. God is coming through for you. If you have applied, God is coming through for you. And there are many other jobs all over, international jobs that are available, because our God is Jehovah Jireh. And he says, on his mountain it shall be provided. If God provided for that widow that Elisha visited, and that widow had nothing in her house except a jar of olive oil. It was a very small jar of olive oil. She had two sons. Auctioneers, her husband had passed away. Auctioneers were coming to take even her sons, to make them slaves and take everything. Then the prophet of God, Elisha, shows up in that homestead. And she says, I only have this jar of olive oil. Then the prophet gives a prophetic proclamation. Now what you need to do with what you have, because we have Jehovah Jireh, is that get all the jars in this neighborhood. And the boys go and they bring these jars, and the place is packed with jars. They lock, they shut the door, and the lady does what the prophet does. Says, and she starts putting oil, and the oil keeps coming out. Coming out, coming out, until a big jar is full, until another one is full, until another one is full. And they filled all the jars. And Prophet Elisha asks, is there any other? I say, no. Then he says, that is your oil. Go sell it, sort out your debts, and the rest can support you the rest of your days. God is sending a billion to somebody. Did it pass somebody this direction? God is sending a billion. I'm talking about a billion shillings. Do you know how many zeros those are? It's a 10 and then 1,000 and then what? A million. It's like if you are given bills, a million each, it's like 1,000 of them. Can you imagine if you had 1,000, 1,000,000 bills? I'm telling you, even your walking style and sister is going to change. And instead of us having our heads cast down, our God is Jehovah Jireh. May your business prosper. Yes. May God bring so many clients in your direction. Yes. May you rise from one level to another. Yes. Last Sunday, I broke the ceilings. And I said, we shall rise and rise for the glory of God. That's what God wants to do. The valley of dry bones, the economy maybe not doing well. Inflation, what is the inflation rate? Is it 8%? Yeah, the inflation right now is pretty high. So that trolley full that you used to pay 5,000 when you're doing shopping, the same thing's probably now 10,000. Fueling your car, full tank, you are doing probably 7,000. Right now it could be, a full tank could be what, 12 or something. Those doing 10K, now it's 14K. Same salary, same income, but the cost of living goes up, and therefore you go into your savings and you take all of them, you finish the savings, and then you go on to somebody else's saving, and you're beginning to borrow, and in debt, I am reversing today the debt situation in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm reversing it. And that is the reversal happening in the valley of dry bones. And so it doesn't matter what they say around the world, the prophetic word is saying something. That there is resurrection, there is restoration, and God is providing. Yeah? He is providing. Resources come from Him. And therefore, I release life. Hallelujah. I release life. Because Jesus gives life and life that's abundant. I release healing today. And I also release provision. If you're here and you've been unwell for quite a while, God has seen the pain and the struggle you've been going through. You've been in the valley of sickness for quite some time. I am here to declare that sickness over. I'm declaring that sickness over. Are you following me online? I am saying this to you. Listen to me. God is speaking and He's saying, by the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. Physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. Right now, receive your healing. If you're downstairs, you're upstairs, wherever you might be in the pavilion, I want you to know that there is an anointing being released now, and it is healing anointing, and God has released healing upon you. Receive it. Receive this healing. It is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. We are about to pray, and as we pray, all I will say is God will work it out. God will work it out. I don't know how, but God will work it out. As you go through the month of November, I want you to know God will work it out. In fact, I better add and say God has worked it out. Amen. Hallelujah. God has worked it out. The month of November, don't worry. Don't be anxious. God has actually worked it out. We are going to pray and trust God. We are royalty. Commoners becoming royalty. The everyday person raised from the ashes and made a big army. And not just a big army. You are put on your own property where you don't have to struggle and fight with anyone else. That is the destiny that God is bringing to us today. And the days ahead are going to be very bright. For Kenya, it's going to be amazing. God has made this country a hub nation. Tourists are going to come from every nation. The tourist sector will rise. Supply chains will grow. The food chain will also grow. Jobs will increase. In fact, I'm seeing them as I'm talking like this. Jobs will increase, our roads will expand, traffic jams will disappear. And that's why if you get into one, thank God, because begin to see a railway line next to every road. Begin to see expanded roads. That is coming. And Kenyans will be sought after around the world. Nations will come knocking. I see it. Nations will come knocking. And we shall serve all over the world. The glory of God will flow from this nation to the north, south, east, and west. And many people will be healed. They'll be restored. They'll be made to stand up on their feet again. Cripples will find strength again. Because the people of this nation will go to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, and they shall go with skill, with anointing, and they shall make a difference where they will go. I hear joy, I hear singing, I hear laughter. I sense God has already set up something that's so powerful. Through the month of November, we shall walk from miracle to miracle, from open door to open door. God is making a way. God has made a way. Receive what I'm saying, because God has spoken in the valley of dry bones, and your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. And when we say meta, we mean it. Hallelujah. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Make it first person for me and my children. Nations will come to our light, and kings to the brightness of our dawn. Let's all stand up as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for Ezekiel. And I thank you, Lord, for the freshness of the prophetic voice. And for Ezekiel being faithful as he listened to you. He said what he needed to say because it was your word. And Lord, I thank you for the faithfulness of the word proclaimed from this pulpit, and proclaimed as you have presented it. And my Father, thank you for the ministry that comes from prophetic proclamation, and a proclamation based on your word. And as Ezekiel spoke that time, my God, I have spoken today. And Father, I thank you for all who have listened to me here in the pavilion and also online. My God, I know your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. I also know from Numbers 23 verse 19 that you are not a man that you should lie, or a son of man that you should repent. Have you said, will you not do it? Have you spoken, will you not fulfill it? The season to fulfill your word is here, and the season for us to experience the blessing of your word is now. Isaiah said, when your word goes forth, it never returns void, but it accomplishes that which you have purposed for it. And today, my God, I have spoken a word that nations will come to our light, and that kings will come to the brightness of our dawn. And I've spoken that word in the light of Ezekiel 37, where there was total devastation. My God, you are able to raise bones, put them together, put flesh on them, breathe life. Lord, you are able to raise somebody from nothing and make them somebody. You are able to raise them to make them so attractive that they will be a magnet to the nations, and they will bring glory to you. My Father, I thank you for the reconstruct, the resurrection, the restoration, and also the resourcing that happened in the valley right there. And I know, my God, it is happening in our time, in our season. Now, Lord, as we are in your presence, you are doing something by the power of your Holy Spirit. I sense resurrection happening. I sense restoration happening. I sense a resourcing happening. Life is coming. Healing is moving. Provision is happening. The valley action is coming around. Bone is moving to bone. And eventually something is standing. And life is imparted into what is standing. And an army is actually commissioned. Father, I want to thank you for the action moved by prophetic proclamation in the valley of dry bones. Here I am in the 21st century, and here we are as a church. My God, you know every situation. You know your situation. Right now, I release the Ezekiel 37 anointing into our situations. And I release the word of life and the word of resurrection, the word of restoration and provision into our situations. And I decree and declare that through the month of November, from the first day all throughout, we shall see things moving. We shall see things happening. We shall see restoration. We shall see miracle after miracle. God, you are taking over. We don't know how it will happen, but we know you will make it work out. My God, we are moving out by faith, and we are connecting because our destiny is in your hands, and our portion is in your hands. Father, thank you for what you're about to do. The nations will hear from Parklands Baptist what the Lord has done. And because of this testimony, like in the life of the Samaritan woman in John 4:39, when she went back to Sychar and she shared her testimony, and a whole city called Sychar came to Jesus because of this testimony, nations will be drawn to you. And therefore, Father, I thank you. And as I pray this prayer of this major victory that is coming, I resist the devil in all the attempts to disrupt this arrangement. The devil has no part in this program. It is fenced by the Holy Spirit and fenced by the blood of Jesus Christ for every family, for every individual, for every neighborhood, for our city Nairobi, and for Kenya and its prophetic dispensation. God is working, and the devil can do nothing about this work. And therefore, Father, we thank you and we bless you as we receive the Ezekiel 37 prophetic proclamation in its entirety, released here at Parklands Baptist Church today for us, for Nairobi, for Kenya, and for Africa. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and God's people say, amen. Let's give a mighty hand clap to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Ambrose, I sense something has happened. God has taken over. He will work it out. This week, go saying those words, God will work it out. And you can even say, God has worked it out. Step from miracle to miracle. Ezekiel 37, prophetic proclamation, released, resurrection, restoration, and resourcing. That is your portion. On Monday, you are blessed. Amen. Tuesday, you are blessed. Amen. Wednesday, you are blessed. Thursday, you are blessed. Friday, you are blessed. Saturday, you are blessed. This coming Sunday, like Pastor Ambrose says, you are coming back with a testimony, a hand to the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I am going on leave. Its annual leave happens for me in the month of November, all the way to December 13th. Be praying for me. Pray for my children as I reconnect with myself. Reconnect with my children, and also reconnect with what God wants with my life. Pray for me. I'll be praying for you, and I know you're going to have a great time. Thank you, Pastor Ambrose, for your leadership. From January up to now, the Lord has brought us this far. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, we have a faithful God. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you. The Lord give you peace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Shalom. Have a great week.